what this is? No, it's not something from outer space. Hi, I'm KT, and I'll give you a hint. It's very tasty, really. Today, we're here on the big island of Hawaii checking out some very unusual fruits. This is a rambutan tree. It can grow to a height of 30 feet or more. Draped around it like a wreath of ornaments are these apricot-sized red or orange-yellow fruit covered with soft, spine-like tentacles. These are rambutans. Rambutans are originally from Malaysia, and they are very popular in Southeast Asia. Rambutans require a tropical climate, and that is why Hawaii is the ideal place for them to grow. Rambutans start off cute and small like this. And after a little while, the fruit looks like this. And in a matter of weeks, the mature fruit looks like this. Rambutans don't all mature at the same time. Therefore, they're available for months. The fruit is ready to be harvested when it turns red. Once you peel away the outer shell, you will see the white, pale colored flesh, which surrounds a single seed. If you've never had one of these, you're in for a real treat. Its light taste is similar to a grape or pear. Nutritionally speaking, half a cup of rambutan with the syrup drained contains about 61 calories, 15.5 grams of carbohydrates, and a little over half a gram of fiber. It also contains traces of vitamin A and vitamin C. Now let me get cleaned up and we'll go into the kitchen and see exactly what we can do with this exotic fruit.
Hey, Katie.
Hi, Chef Roy.
How are you?
Good.
Hey, what do you have there?
I have some rambutan.
Oh, wow, these are nice. You know, the first thing you really want to do is make sure you wash your fruits and then wash your hands and then you can get started, okay?
Okay.
How's that? Okay, you know what? I'm going to make a duck salad with this, okay? How's that?
Sounds good.
Okay, these are the rambutans that are, they're almost like the... almost like the light cheese, and all you want to do is make an incision, okay?
Okay.
In the middle, or on the top, and all you want to do is pull it out.
That was easy.
Is this how you do it, or you do it differently?
Huh? Like that.
Just like this?
Yeah.
Okay. So all you want to do is, again, same thing. You want to put your knife in the middle, or you can put it on the top if you like to. And just kind of make an incision, and then you can kind of peel it right off. These are so nice to use because they're so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
They're just unbelievable. Okay, so again, you get your knife, kind of break it in half. There you have it. Okay, the next thing you want to do is, there's actually a pit inside, so what you want to do is you can actually kind of put your knife right there, kind of go around it. And you can, if you can see, you have this pit right in there, so all you want to do is make sure you get that pit out.
Okay.
Okay, and so you have some of the skin right there. So, you know, the skin right now is not that, you know, it's maybe a little bit bitter, but it's not extremely bitter, so you can kind of eat that if you like. And then if you like to, of course, you can just kind of get your knife and kind of go over and, you know, take some of the brown off if you like. That's not a problem. You know, I love to eat seeds, so, you know, a little skin like this really doesn't bother me that much. So again, put in your knife there, or you can kind of put it in the middle, whatever you like. And again, here we have it. You can see this pit right in the middle. You have mm-hmm. that, okay? And one thing about this fruit is that I think that it's so moist and it's so juicy that I think that if you leave it in the refrigerator for a while and let it get cold, I think it has so much, that juice gets so nice and tasty, and it's just kind of really refreshing. So you can kind of remember that, and you can just kind of do it ahead of time. And you can actually even put the entire fruit in the refrigerator, let it get cold. And, you know, sometimes what I even do is sometimes I put it in the freezer.
Oh.
And get it just a little tiny frozen, and then just peel it and put it in your mouth, and it's just so it's almost like an icy, like a popsicle. So that's really nice.
Wow.
Okay, so I'm gonna get this nice lettuce here that I have. Okay, I'm gonna put this the rambutan right in there, and then I have some mangoes that I've already diced. I'm gonna put this right on in there and kind of mix this up. And I have some nice balsamic vinegar, and for those of you who like other types of vinegar, you can use whatever you like. I just have some balsamic. I have some nice olive oil. Okay, a little salt and pepper. Okay, so it'll be a combination of that. I'm gonna put this right there. I'm gonna mix this up. And of course, you can put whatever you like. You can put green beans, you can put avocado, you can put over whatever you like, so that's not a problem. I just have some nice lettuce. I'm gonna keep it really simple. I'm gonna keep that rambutan right in there with some mangoes. Okay. How's that? Kind of just put that right in the middle.
Delicious.
And then I have some nice duck breast. How's that? Okay. So I'm going to just slice this duck breast. Just going to slice it. Okay, this has kind of been cured, so it kind of looks like baked ham. So,
okay,
this is a nice, so it's almost kind of like a pastrami. So it has that really nice pastrami color to it. How's that?
Wow, it looks delicious.
Okay. And then to finish this off, I'm going to just show you something. You can just hang on there, Katie. You know, to finish it off, I'm just going to put a little bit of this raspberry sauce to go around. How's that? Nice and red. So here it is. This is the rambutan salad with some pastrami duck.
Wow, Chef Roy, that was really easy. Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome, Katie. It's always a pleasure. Thanks for always bringing great fruits and great products for me. I really appreciate that.